Living the Life of Jesus. Living the life of Jesus. We all read the Bible stories. We all read about the life of Jesus. We read about the life of the 12 disciples and the apostles and the various others who ascribed to the teachings of Jesus. But what was the life of Jesus like? Now, Jesus didn't have any books. He didn't have any tapes. He didn't have any videos. He had nothing to share with the people but his own philosophy, his own lifestyle. And so he gave his lifestyle to the people of his time. Now, there are very many thousands, millions of other teachers who have come upon the face of the earth who have given their lifestyle to people who listened to them and heard them and said, "Wow, you're great. Yes, I that's the way I think too. That's just the way I feel too." Well, now, how many people believed the way Jesus did? He started out with just a few. And what he did, he lived his life the way he believed it. He lived his life so thoroughly and so completely and so wonderfully that everyone who came into his presence wanted to love him. They wanted to respect him. They wanted to say, "There's something special about this guy." And so they called him Messiah. They called him very special teacher, a very special being. And truly, that's exactly who Jesus is a very special being. But he's a very special being not because of the religion he taught. He didn't teach religion. He was a Jewish rabbi, and he knew the Jewish teachings. He knew the philosophy. He knew the Jewish Bible, and he gave that to his people until he came to the time where he stopped doing that. And when he stopped doing that, then he started being who he was, Jesus the Christ. Now you say, was it at the day of his baptism? No. All of his life, he was a living example of what he believed inside of himself. And what he believed inside of himself was that all is good and very good. He believed that there is one creative cause in this universe, and that creative cause is God, and that creative cause is in you, in me, in all, right now and forever. And that creative cause does not judge, because that creative cause knows is that what it has created is going to be struggling. It's going to be tested against what its friends and neighbors and family think about it. That creative cause within each man is going to be tested for how well you apply it, how well you live it, how well you believe in it. And when you truly believe it, when you truly are a living example of what you believe, then it's great. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to stub your toe from time to time. Jesus certainly stubbed his toe from time to time. He had his disciples who were going around saying that he wanted to be the king of the Jews. And Jesus told the disciples, "No way. It's enough of a joy and a love just to share and to be an example to all of you of what I believe. That's what I'm here for, is to be an example to each one of you and to be an example to myself of what I am. Because I will be challenged. Oh, yes. I will be challenged by those who say they will give me the kingdom if I will work for them and lend my name to their organization." And I told the devil many times, "No way. Thank you for considering me, but no way." And I do say thank you for considering me, because it means that negative aspects of life wanted to have the positive aspects of Jesus in their life, but they wanted to buy it. And you can't buy it. You can only live it. You can only live the life of honesty, truth, honor, peace. And that you make mistakes, that happens in everyone's life. That a skater trips and falls sometimes, that a golfer misses a hole sometimes, lots of times really, that's part of the game. The game is learning how to make a hole all the time. And that takes practice of your inner awareness. And your inner awareness says, here's how you make a hole every time you bring the ball to the green. Here's how you play tennis. Here's how you play chess. Here's how you play the piano. Here's how you play your life. Here's how you live who you are and how wonderful that is. Are you this wonderful person that's living who you are? Are you this wonderful person that is always being that divine creative genius that you are? Is this who you are? If this is who you are, then my goodness gracious sakes, how wonderful that is. How fabulous that is. How glorious that is that this is who you are. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to play that game? Are you ready to be that fabulous person, that joyous person, that marvelous person? I think you are. Jesus was told so many times that he was to share and live things that were hard on him. And he said, love your neighbor like yourself. And that's tough because most of the people didn't love themselves very well. They didn't think that they were very super people. They thought they had a lot of problems. But Jesus said, forgive your neighbor. Forgive those who mistreat you. And go for all that is good and beautiful. Be the beautiful being that you are. Be that lovely being that you are now and all the time. All the time. He didn't say you weren't going to have problems. He didn't say that he wasn't going to have problems. Because even his disciples, who should have known better, they felt that they wanted to push him around a little bit. They wanted to have him do things for them. They wanted to have him live their life for them. And he said, no, 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 no. Each one of you takes the example that I'm giving you and puts it to work in your life. Now, can you speak well of those who mistreat you? Can you look at the world and there may be conflict there. And can you say, there now is peace on earth, and it began in my thinking? Oh, what a glorious thing to be able to say. What a wonderful thing to be able to say. And that's what Jesus taught. That's what the Master taught. That's what he showed to each one of us, the way, the truth, and the life. He showed that each one of us can lift up our eyes unto the heavens and see the truth that we are reflected there. Because that is the joy of who we are, the magic of who we are, the wonder of who we are. And as we live that, and as we are aware of that, then we have turned a magic torch onto the life panel of our being. And we have taken the magic paintbrushes and we have painted on the score of our life all of the joy. And we have learned to listen to the music within our soul, within our heart, within our being, and bring it forth. Note perfect. That we listen within and we hear the absolute perfect music. Now, does the perfect music include music that is raucous or unkind? Does it include music that is unpleasant to listen to? Does it include music that is going to be damaging to our ears and to our being? No, not at all. It's only going to be music that says all is in divine order. This is living the life of Jesus, the Master. Living the life of the Master. Now, can we do that? Can we do that? Living the life of Jesus. Do we want to do that? Well, you will never live the life of Jesus because Jesus was a man and he was an individual. But you can live the life of the Christ. The life of the Christ is the universality dwelling in each one of us. The divine dwelling within each one of us. The perfection dwelling within each one of us. So we can live the life of the Christ. And today we set our task to living the life of the Christ. Every moment, 24/7, every moment of our life, and we say to ourselves, All is in divine order now. All is wonderful now. All is peace now. I like me, I like me, I like me. You can be sure Jesus liked himself. If he didn't, he wouldn't have attracted all of these wonderful men to him, and women, and children, who all came. And he said, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He said, the doors of heaven are open to all who will accept themselves as whole and perfect now. Today, accept yourself as whole and perfect now, and that way you're living the life of Jesus. You're living the life of the Master. You're living the life of the Christ. And as you do that, you feel so happy, so fulfilled, so rewarded in every beautiful way that you could never have imagined that it would be that way for you. So, say that now, and know that now, and watch it happen for you right now in every glorious way. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.